You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The man described as the kingpin behind the brazen looting of more than 1.9 billion rand from the VBS Mutual Bank, pleading guilty to 33 charges, including theft, fraud, money laundering and racketeering. The former VBS chairperson, Chifiwa Matodzi, has pleaded guilty as part of a plea and sentence agreement. So let's get behind this story. Joining us now is Kaya Koko, who is head of investigations at the Mail and Guardian. And maybe a good place to start is some background on the scandal and how Matodzi was involved.
So the first arrests were made in June 2020. It was Matodzi and about nine other people. This was the top executive structure of the VBS Bank. The allegations are that between April to the end of March 2017, the bank siphoned about 2.7 billion out of it by falsifying financial statements and making fictitious credits in order to channel the money into their personal accounts. This was savings of people, mostly pensioners in the Venda Limpopo area, VBS standing for Venda Banking Society, which was a mutual bank started by the royal family in the area. And so a lot of people lost quite a bit of money. They got some of it back, but it wasn't, I mean, for someone who lost 3 million rand to only get back about 50 to 100K is a major loss. So Chipiwa, who was the, Matodzi, who was the chairperson of the board, he's the one who pleaded guilty to 33 charges on Wednesday.
And in that respect, are you able to tell me what specific actions he was involved in involving the scandal?
Sure. There was a lot that he was involved in. For example, sometime in March 2017, this was the last leg of the alleged looting. Matodzi and a guy called Philip Truta was also pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty in October 2020, and he's currently serving a 7-year jail term. He was the chief financial officer, and as well as two other executives. You know, they took out 262 million rand in 12 days by creating about 35 fictitious VBS credits. Matodzi yesterday pleaded guilty to 33 of those. The total sentence, because the monies involved corruption over 500,000 rand, they fall within the Minimum Sentencing Act. So he got over 400 years, but served concurrently. So he'll serve an effective 15-year jail term, as well as assisting the state in the remaining prosecution.
Do we have any indication as to what motivated Matodzi? He's a qualified chartered accountant, and he lived a comfortable existence.
I guess, you know, that he wanted to live a more comfortable existence, you know. There's no clear motivation other than greed. And that's what the state alleges as well for the remaining accused. But Matodzi, oddly enough, during his bail application, had said that he would plead not guilty to the charges, saying, and I'm quoting him, I intend to have my day in court in order to prove my innocence. So he's then made an about turn, because you would remember, Jeremy, prior to the criminal charges and the prosecution, this stemmed from a report and investigation by advocate Terry Motau, senior counsel, commissioned by the South African Reserve Bank into the missing billions of VBS. And so there's a lot of evidence that advocate Motau gathered and forwarded to the NPA, which did what it called a prosecution-led investigation. So prosecutors working with the investigators in a sort of focused and specialized investigation unit within the prosecuting authority. So this is the second conviction of something that started in 2017, 2018, and the state would be hoping for more. But it's been pretty slow.
Well, let's talk about that. In respect of this guilty plea, what impact has it had on ongoing investigations and prosecutions in this particular incident?
Well, it's bought the state more time and greater credibility, especially the NPA. You know, it hasn't been too successful over the years. trying to prosecute certain big ticket corruption cases. So with this one, with VBS, you know, getting the chairperson of the bank confessing and agreeing to assist further in prosecuting the others is a major coup for the NPA, and it buys it more time with the public as well. You know, something to put out there to say, okay, you know, we are convicting. Yes, it's the long or the shortish arm, longish arm of the law is grinding slow, but we are moving in the right direction.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, unquestionably, there are broader implications of this case for the South African banking sector and the regulatory environment at large, I would suggest. The stolen funds themselves, are there further measures being taken to recover and compensate?
Well, yes, there are quite several, one of which is the liquidators of the bank suing KPMG for just over 860 million rand. That it believes the auditing firm was liable for. There's also a KPMG accused within the prosecution. and so the bank was also, Sipho Malaba was the auditor for KPMG. It did the audits and passed off, this, as the state alleges, and passed off the bank, the financials as clean, that there was no corruption. While all of this was happening, so liquidators of the bank are trying to get just over 860 million rand from KPMG. It's also a civil case that is dragging slowly, but those are efforts to try and recoup some of the money that was taken from pensioners.
Kaya Koko is editor investigations at the Mail and Guardian. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.